Hello everyone, I am Brian Zimmerman, the custom content editor with Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare podcast series. Today I'm pleased to be joined by our guest as we discuss what value-based contracting is, how value-based contracting affects the practice of medicine, and finally, how providers can approach the value-based care arena with confidence. We are thrilled to be joined by a fantastic leader from Allscripts for our discussion today. I'm pleased to introduce Marcia Boyle. Marcia is an enterprise sales operations and finance executive for the value team at Allscripts. Marcia, thank you for talking with us today.
Hey, Brian. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Great. So let's go ahead and dive in. So the first question I have here is value-based care is one of those ubiquitous healthcare terms that gets tossed around quite a bit, sometimes in ways that can seem a little vague. So can you break it down for listeners?
Certainly. I think anytime that I talk to a client, a potential client, anybody that has kind of been in and around healthcare for a while, value-based care takes on a whole different meaning for just about whoever you're talking to, right? So as we look at what does value-based care mean, it really is, it's quite simple. It's something that's simple, but people are a little bit afraid of it. And it's just creating value for everyone involved. So we want to create value for our patients. We want to create value for our providers, and we want to create value for the payers, the folks that are paying us to treat patients, right? So it's all about creating value. And where that gets sticky is the value based on those three different folks that I've described, that's a little bit different, right? So a value for a patient is, you know, I want to stop coughing. A value for a provider is, I don't want to still be doing charts at 10 o'clock at night. And the value for the payer is, hey, we need to keep my member out of the hospital, right? So when we approach value-based healthcare, it's how can we create value for everyone involved? And that's what we at Allscripts hope to help our clients to achieve.
Thank you. I think those are some helpful clarifications there. And more specifically, how is value-based care changing the practice of medicine?
It really is changing the practice of medicine because if you look back 10, 15, 20 years ago, you went to the doctor when you were sick, right? Outside of when you were a kid and you had to get shots, you only go to the doctor when you're sick. So your doctor gets paid when you are sick. So are we incentivizing our doctors to keep us sick? Or are we incentivizing our doctors to make us better, right? So how healthcare is shifting is we're shifting away from the symptomatic, treat the cough, treat the cold, treat the sinus. I mean, obviously there's still a place for that because folks are going to get sick. But what we're transitioning away from that transactive, you have a cough, come see me, to, hey, I haven't seen you in 6 months. Let's check it, make sure your diabetes is in check. Let's check to make sure you're feeling better. I want to treat you, not your symptom. And so that's how it's starting to change the face. It's changing the face and it's changing the practice of medicine to, we're going to treat a whole patient, not, hey, I have a cough in room three. It's, hey, Mr. Smith is in room three. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely does. It just seems like moving away from the transactional interactions and prioritizing preventative care. Is that
Absolutely.
Sort of the deal there?
Absolutely. It's
great.
Excellent. You know, we're going to treat the coughs when they come in, but at the root of it, we need to keep our folks healthy. And if our folks are healthy, everybody's happy, and we've created that value that's so elusive.
Excellent. That makes sense to me. But you know, transitions are never easy. So what advice can you give providers looking to move away from fee-for-service models in favor of value-based ones?
So my advice would be, you know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So I would never suggest that someone completely leave the fee-for-service model and take a risk the very next day, right? It's not a light switch. You can't just do it and be successful overnight. It's a marathon. So as you start looking to move to those value-based or risk-based or path-to-risk contracting, there's you know, differing terms everywhere. Just to do it slowly, not try to just, you know, rip off the Band-Aid all at once, but let's transition and do it slowly. you know, we eat the cake one bite at a time, right? And so that would be my advice. And to create meaningful partnerships. Because if I'm a PCP, you know, sometimes my patient's going to have a heart issue and they're going to have to see the cardiologist. They're going to have an orthopedic issue and they're going to have to see an orthopedic surgeon. So you've got to create meaningful partnerships in your community and everybody kind of get on board, because it, you know, takes a village, right? It takes a village to raise your kids. It takes a village to treat your patients. So you've got to create meaningful partnerships in your community, and everybody's treating the same folks. Again, creating that value.
Great. And so my next question here kind of shifts gears just a little bit, is how has the rise of value-based care changed the relationship between payers and providers?
That is a fantastic question. And that's probably the one that I am the most passionate about in my everyday kind of healthcare experience and work. And if we think about payer, right, that can sometimes be a curse word, because if we look back 10, 15, 20 years ago, the payers ran the world. The payers said jump and the providers had to say how high, right? I mean, the payers were just the necessary evil in the world of healthcare. But as we're transitioning with the creation of the Medicare ACOs, with the creation of a lot of the value-based and path to risk and risk-based contracting in the commercial world, we're starting to see, you know, providers are getting back in charge. The pendulum has swung all the way back, and now the providers have got a seat at the table. And when they take their seat at the table with the payers, they're not cowering. They don't have to do whatever the payer says. They're saying, you know what? I'm taking care of your members. This is a partnership. And thankfully, some of the really great payers are looking at it that way as well. So instead of the payer handing down the decree of what must happen and must be done, it's becoming a partnership to where everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants healthy patients, because at the end of the day, healthy patients are not expensive patients, right? And providers want their patients to be healthy. Docs want their patients to be healthy because they care. I mean, that's not changed. Doctors truly care about their patients. They truly care about the outcomes, and they truly want their patients to live happy, healthy lives. And payers have figured out, you know what, if we do the right thing, the right way, for the right reason for our members and not for the bag of money, then we're going to save money as an end result, right? So the way that relationship has changed, it's gone from dictatorial to a full-on partnership. How can we work together to create this value for each other and for the patients? That's what I am excited about, because the docs, they've got a seat at the table, and their opinions and their voices are heard, and that's really when everybody starts to win, when we take the bureaucratic suit and tie kind of out of that exam room and let the doctors be doctors.
Excellent. I mean, yeah, some fascinating insights there. It's really forcing folks to get on the same page, it sounds like. Yeah, I got a big picture question for you here. So what does success in a value-based world look like?
You know, I think success, there's many pictures, right? So to a patient, success is, you know, I've got my A1C in control. I feel good. I sleep better. I'm feeling healthy. There's another buzzword out there that's starting to become kind of top of mind, and that's called the quote unquote healthy days. Like, how many we want to improve upon your healthy days. We want to have 20% more healthy days. And what the healthy days means is days where you wouldn't have to call into work, or you know, where you're just feeling good. You don't have to call in. Your life can go on as normal. You can be productive. So increasing those healthy days. So when the patient has more healthy days, that's what success in value-based world looks like. When the providers are really on top of, and this is what I tell them when I'm sitting in the room with them. I'm like, listen, you got into medicine because A, you want to help people, and B, you love science and you're great at science. The value-based healthcare kind of arena, it sounds daunting and it feels different than what you've been doing, but really it's about taking the business out of the medicine so that you can practice science. That's really what it's about. Let's get the patient healthy. And then for the payer, you know, the value is healthier patients, because healthy patients are not expensive. So success, and I don't want to make it all about money, because at the end of the day, everybody needs to get compensated for the work that they bring to the table. But if you ask 100 docs, probably only 10 or 15 are going to tell you because they wanted to be rich, right? They want to make a lot of money. The rest of them are going to tell you they want to help people and they want to practice the science of medicine. So is there financial success and reward in value-based care? Yes. But if you're going at it for that reason, success is going to be a little bit further down the road for you. When you're doing the right things for the right reasons, that's when you're going to get to that value-based care success.
It makes sense to me. It sounds like, you know, it really comes back to the patient, right?
Absolutely. Patient at the forefront.
Great. And I really appreciate this conversation today. And Marcia, any final thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
I think if I could leave folks with anything, it is value-based care. Anytime you're dealing with a contract, there's going to be intricacies that are difficult to understand. But is value-based care hard? Yes, but any change is hard, right? It's the transition that's a little more painful than the actual reason, the actual work. But if I can leave folks with anything, it's like, let's demystify it. It's not as hard as it sounds. It's not as difficult as it kind of is made out to be when you start reading regulations from CMS and all that kind of stuff. It's not this mystical unicorn. It's unattainable. It's right there. And providers are already doing it, right? They're already taking care of the patient. They're already doing the right things for the patient. They just may not be in the right contract to reap all of the rewards that are out there for value-based care. So if there's anything that I could leave folks with, is it's not this mystical unicorn. You can get it. You can grab a hold of it and you can be successful and you don't have to be afraid of it. It's really pretty simplistic when you look at it in terms of what's the difference in your day-to-day as a provider. There's really not that much difference, and it's absolutely attainable.
Well, Marcia, we definitely appreciate you coming on and demystifying value-based care for us today.
Hopefully I was able to help clear some things up.
Definitely. Thank you, sincerely. And we also want to thank our podcast sponsor, Allscripts. You can tune in to more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.